introducing? Should I introduce? Ura, Ura Yuan, come on up.
Thank you, Quintohan. Poema alfabeto. Archipiélago. Brillo ciego. Delta. Estuario. Flujo global. Hemisferio. Isla. Jardín. Kermés. Labor. Multitud naciente. Ñáñigo. Oligarca. Paraíso quimérico. Rascacielos. Selva. Tránsito usual. Vendaval. Washington. Xochimilco. Ya. Zarpamos. Archipelago. Brilliant cityscape. Delta. Estuary. Flowing global hemispheric island. Jurisdiction. Keypad. Labor. Multitude. Numbered oligarchs. Paradise. Quicksand. Raised skyscraper totems. Underground visions. Washington. Xochimilco. Yesterday's zeitgeist. Poema alfabeto en creyol. Environ, bien air, chante, devanjou, anstiche, flamme, goji, anche, il, j, connaissance, langue, messi, nation, orphelin, peuple, roman, semble, tempête, uni, voyage, ouais, yeah, zéro. Around blissful chants, dawn entices flame, gulping hip island juice, knowing languages measure, nations, orphan people, rarely similar, tempests unite voyagers, witnessing yesterday's zero. So I'll do, I've never done this before. I'm going to do two long kind of Latinic pieces. One is about these hemispheres, and one is about these hemispheres. And then I'll finish with a call and response, since that's very much the spirit of Quintohan. Let's see how this goes. Rumoreos, her hemisphere in me, for my mother and her struggle. The mother's blue abdomen, the machine wreathed in flowers, hardwired sky, the alternate current of autumn and its parking lots, the slow trial of the birdless tree, the leaky souths, the trigger-happy norths, and hospital food in the distance. Microwaved fried wings, the nice and fetid smiles, the smell of hallways in a planet full of hallways, where you get the warning sign from the other side, the signal from sleepless widows. Your mind's eye experiment begins with the convertible conscience, the music that inhabits you, that names your purple mass. The communicative vessels tremble on the ledge. The form without memory is now swollen like a street full of rats. Stunned by the light from the helicopters that come from nearby islands to take pictures of your first night's silence, to document loss like historians of fear or forensic poets. What remains is her yellow brow, the long and dirty nightgown of the nameless, the photo no one took, because everyone knows what no one knows. You asked me why I didn't record you, that first night of goodbyes, of making friends with the dark, when you reach the Stark Drive. You were animal, vegetable, mineral, and finally, machinic. A function of sodium and oxygen. I said goodbye with the Beatles. I thought about how you always regretted being the only one in your family who couldn't sing, and how I always found your voice pretty in its exertion, and how you would strain to reach a note just as you pushed yourself that night from one rooftop to another, like someone longing to see the sea one last time, like someone intent on leaving without asking for permission, but not without first floating in the amniotic substance that precedes the sun. The other star that bursts on the riddled wall, crossed like forms, these bodies made of unspelled air, like a murmur. And it's just that I inherited your hemisphere, the left hand that believes itself right, the anxiety not of living but of being, a child of your malaise, premature diaspora, the febrile seizure of my duality, bilingual, bisexual, ambidextrous. I live in the duality of the sign, in the island that we are and that we aren't, in the city that welcomes us and cuts us down. Our respective caves, skyscrapers and alligators, mangrove meeting mangrove, sweat meeting sweat, to perspire, to retire, and to return to the place where they say the sky is the wreath you bequeath me. The place that began calling you to me at the end of the second day, when you nodded, when you bypassed the machine, when you understood I was leaving, just for that reason, for you to stay, until another sky might claim you. Perhaps your Catholic sky with its wise doubt, or my impossible sky with its swig of clouds, like a graffitied bile of my lost city, where we were together once, celebrating the posterity of the sign with that silliness of ours on a double-decker bus. Or tourists, finally, the clear-headed kind, the kind that casts their binoculars into the river to catch something toothy, fanged, that seems to be laughing with us while we cross Times Square, happy in the corniness of our bodies, our only anxiety the same old death, the one that isn't calling for us yet, the one from all the poems, the one from your philosophy, the one that knows the law. And that's why we'll leave. From death we'll see each other above the sky, we'll become a promontory, without a flag for once, with only the years and the skin and bones we have lived through together or alone and perhaps named in the shade of a stifling and airless afternoon when you let your name be called. The nurses' names were in fact what you said they were. They were Bonita and Linda. Women like you darken your ruddy and fleshy city so far away from mine. It was election time, and the doctors, white men all of them, were talking about immigrants and accents. And I thought of yours, of how you named your difference every day, and of the chance you might do so once again. The Miracle's bodyguards had laughed at your jokes, allowing you to gravitate toward the cordless light within. Each one of us is the accent with which we say the silent word. We're the mute H's between the English ache and Santeria's H. And it's just that between words there's a silence, an accent, a relation. The rest is a tool, a breakthrough fantasy. A week later, a word breaks through, the murmur of machines. You speak not understanding or remembering. The hemisphere now is your damaged garden. My epilepsies, your strokes, convulsively alive, the placards would say, if there were any, but there aren't. What's left is our bodies, silences, our say it in secret, throat of sand on the forbidden beach with its colonial era fortifications where our ancestors came from, both real and fictitious. You're trying to reach the handrail, to rehabilitate yourself, to inhabit a body, as if one could, as if that were in the cards, as if our job weren't showing up and taking pictures with broken phones to post them on networks by now devoid of noise. Somebody likes it. Somebody else comments, using very few characters. Those are the pleasures of communicating in this new hemisphere, where I sang you the Beatles out of tune, with my phone finally in my pocket, trying to freeze you in a memory that is external to me, to treasure you amid the terror, to see the curtain become a jail whose bars bloom. Todos somos avatares de flores. We are all avatars of flowers. En las redes, in the nets where I search for you, donde te busco y te encuentro and find you, pero sé que no eres tú, but I know that it's not you. Porque tú te quedaste en aquella habitación, because you're still in that room, y yo también, and I am too. Ahora lo que nos toca es sucesión de renaceres. Now we're in line for a series of rebirths, for the triumphant fear that is being alive, con la boca abierta y llena de arena, with a mouth wide open and full of sand. Caracoles en la orilla del tiempo, seashells at the edge of time, donde flotamos sin cuerpo, where we float disembodied, hasta reconocernos, and slow to recognize. Now, this was a street sign seen on two bus rides, one from New York City to Albany and one from Rio de Janeiro to Sao Paulo. I won't read the signs, just my reactions to the signs. Hear me out, human, as I rise from the hum, the humor and rumor of my tongue, engaging from the humid asphalt. The rumor is my home, as resin and as residence, where resistance is fragile and resonance is tactile. I'm missing the tongues of the tribe, so I transcribe. For ages I have foraged, have rummaged across these rum-soaked aisles, my hum, not ready for a ream yet, finding its rhythm. I'm hawing hemispheres in the farthest latitudes, for the hymn of global mouths forgotten, in its place the loose hem, the stratagem of hum. Ahem, I've come to babble until neurons unravel, glyphs in stereo, no remedy in standing, non-native to this soil, this rock, this ruin of focus groups. Remains of a village, sheets of foliage, silence on both sides, wind quadrants, my landlocked legs, my mind lags and follows, crossing to look, an outlet to the eye. Cloud and rustle, rust against moon, the crudest gestures, tossed in a field, mine, a wakeful subject, decomposing against windows, means of perception, meaning is notation, dismal, organismal, the logic of slog, survive by self. I seek how radiance is written, rid of scrawl, no screened in radius. All signs are glyphic, open to the touch, survived in song. No head, just nerve, or I die coming down with the illness of stillness. Mine is the grime of rhyme unwashed, sediment, markings on the body, my song sounds like serration, but can it cut this loss? The crime of rhyme, whatever stands for breath, just making room, room in the void, making a number of hum-worthy sounds, limning the sum of nerve and muscle. These skeletons are learning the skill of slow dissolve against mortar. They watch blood trickle behind the scenes, fiscal transfusions, the making of a holding pattern, and behind a pattern, the jittery jimmying of keys. Handheld or digital, these skeletons seek out ablution, solitary on buses, their fate easy to hum. They are going down together with the kleptocrats and plutocrats and technocrats and autocrats and don't forget the sewer rats. These skeletons stand in for the wordless many, the televised nationals of frenzy who occupy this unserviceable sector. My hum and its avatars, flows and moraines, oceans and outlets, death topographies, where dust is just another powder, cut and ingested off of unpaid credit cards. No limit. Now is when bleat and signal meet, wireless in alleys. The drum truck was here, removing the spyware from the panopticon. My hum is a log on the side of the road. No log on, no dialogue box. My hum confronts death, embodies its echo, but bypasses its hectares full of plastic flower terrariums and the daily tedium of its shuttered empowerment zones. A coughless hacking can be heard over the rooftops in the outlying areas. Listen to the power drill's audias, mock phonic and surrounded by grass and granite, grin and bear, the animus of scaffoldings, the cascading traffic, far awayward masses fading. There is one light and another and another and another, seriality of bulbs and burbs, shots of self in bedroom cams, in urban encampments. My hum, still somehow stunned by a language. Like Langston, smiling in the cams and jams of midtowns, their ethnic enclaves carpeted and marked up and then abandoned, my hum of off bodies in an on planet, an oración in corpse orated, against corporate ration and all reason of nation, where what starts as hum so soon fades into buzz. Mine's the hum of hemisphere, the silence of its midnight boulevards, from the Bronx's Grand Concourse to 9 de Julio in Buenos Aires. But not the paramodern city aping Paris, a modernity of imitation onto parody and imported Pierrots, and not quite the boulevards of revolution, a blow darts aimed at the pates of robber barons. Instead, mine is the hum of Césaire's archipelagos and Damas's tam-tams and Aroldo's galaxies and Vallejo's deserts and Neruda's elements and Bishop's loping song and Williams's blinding island sky and Martí's angst and Whitman's wonder and Paz's mire and Susandrade's vertigo and Sor Juana's blaze and the drum's cry and the Cree and the Creoles claiming no decree but in deictics all pointing the way, this way to the Americas by night. It's smiling villages and radiant exurbs for once, at once, awake, startled by hum. Noche, in this noche. Avoid Evita, Evita, Evita. No motorcycle in these diaries. Don't bother guessing this loco's motive, this loca stride. The globe's refraction, drive-through windows. Workers of the world, take off your paper hats. Avoid the avalanche of billboards. Own your memory of ocean and of mountain. The likable catastrophe of your dark eyes, the strophes and stanzas of your struggle, the shames, the wind chimes, tired of hanging. Yours is the hum of becoming. Refuse the fuselage on fire, the carrion's carrion, the staging devices and gaming devices, recover the signal and mute emission, the knottedness of people, no longer pandering to etas, your hum defying the small America, its Anglo angles and all its inexecutable orders. Even without attributes, we are all still tribulators, our fate always in play, our bodies bound by the spray of bullets, an ocean, migrants with no return policy, always crossing, a bridge without a causeway, corrupting the program. Spiking the punch bowl so it leaks again, this time for good, until our punch cards are full of dances. A neural mass, no longer misfiring, wide-eyed, in wartime cities. Seen through your eyes, I see at last the outlines of the hemisphere. I find my hum in harmony with you, that is, in dissonance with self, in shared discord, in a storm front shared. And so I name my condition of islandness, the topics of trauma that birth me, my body damaged and unmanaged, identity and biorhythm, labor of movement in unusual time signatures. Sing, timeless, tuneless, melodia tribe, aimless and meander, out to the jetty, beyond the observation deck, beyond the tourists in knee-high gray gym socks, congregating outside gated communities to take digital footage of the wreckage they can't see. They cannot hear the hum over the footage, over their headphones, the hum of trade winds on blood-warm seas, the hum that hides in our brown skin and our purple sky. The rattle of bones after the jackhammers. I hear it. The hum of last resort, the architecture of our capitals, the buzz of our occipitals, the sad beauty of this claptrap synapse. Who hears what I'm reciting? Here's what I'm reciting. The echo and the waves crest. I leave the rest to resigning politicians and the bankers who are gasping for heirs. And so I leave the word in hopeful ruin. I transcribe our reunion. With your help, I begin to transcribe. I transcrub. I transcrawl. I transcry. While holding ground over the missing tongue, with your help, I begin. I'm reciting the cyst. I'm resisting the sigh. I'm restoring the song. With your help, I'm resetting the sky. El cascabel de huesos, después de los taladros, lo oigo. El rumor sin más remedio, la arquitectura de nuestras capitales, el zumbido de nuestros occipitales. La belleza triste de esta astrosa sinapsis. ¿Quién escucha lo que recito? He aquí lo que repito, el eco y la ola que rompe, el resto se lo dejo a los políticos que renuncian, a los banqueros que repugnan en busca de herederos, y pues le cedo mi palabra a la ruina alentadora y transcribo nuestra reunión. Con tu ayuda comienzo a transcribir, a transgrabar, a transtrepar, a transclamar, pisando tierra sobre la lengua ausente. Con tu ayuda empiezo a recitar el tropiezo, a resistir el duelo, a restaurar el canto. Con tu ayuda voy a reiniciar el cielo. And that's where the poem ends. But as you know, if you saw me last night, we improvise. Because that's what people do who can't afford full bands. Even when their apps crash, they can turn it into performance art. It's not like you're paying for it. It's not like we're watching the Prince show that'll never be. Prince, you were everything to us. You were the master of synths, forever synth. That was really bad forever since and always. So we channel you, the smartphone kind that we are, the crappy app children of your sinfonía, sin estética, sintetizada, your sin, just sin, 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 con pecado, the sin of being who you were. Let's people like me do this and think they're funky, nothing funky about it. But let's call it El Caribe, que se escribe en un smartphone. Tal vez no muy smart, pero es bastante fun. O quiero que sea fun, de fun in funky, sin fun. No hay funk, llámale smartphone. And I'll leave you with this just so you can, I said a lot there. So you'll say something with me. I work a lot with decimas, and so these are an attempt to move beyond the kind of English Spanish binary. And so it's called Décimas del Otro Mundo, Otherworldly Décimas, the pie forzado refrain of the décima, which is ABBAACCDDC, eight syllables, right? Is half in Lucumí and half in Taíno, right? So, but I'll just make you do the Taíno word. It's Aguorotente Omiki, Aguorotente Omi, revolution in the other world in Lucumí. And ki is earth spirit in Taíno. So I'll just have you do the ki. Ki? Ki. Easy enough, right? But don't mess it up because you're ki. Ki, yeah. ¿Todos aquí? Okay, señores. No hay que ser espiritista y haber leído a Kardec, ni conocer a Star Trek para seguir esta pista. Pregúntaselo al cuatrista disfrazado de Mambí en Taíno y Lucumí, en Lucumí y en Taíno, y le mostrará el camino a Guorotente Omi. We need not be spirit guides, nor have read Allan Kardec, nor have watched Star Trek to find the ghosts in our stride. Ask the rebel souls who cried, singing another key, in Taíno and Lucumí in Taíno, the sorrow songs only we know. Aguorotente Omi. In this era of predation and techno-capitalism, where a laugh track marching schism towards the planet's degradation, one more protoplasmic nation will remix a woe is me to be downloaded for free in the cybernetic stillness. Yet hope echoes through our illness. Aguorotente Omi, en esta era fantasma, el tecnocapitalismo ya es parodia de sí mismo. Y el planeta tiene asma. Otra nación protoplasma titubea un ¡ay de mí! Y apenas se escucha aquí un silencio cibernético, pero hay un eco profético. Aguorotente Omi. Canto desde la otra vida, como lo hacía la voz, hasta vaciar el yo como un hermoso suicida que resucita y anida en éter de colibrí. Las trizas que descubrí escombran y dan asilo. Si sabes resto, dilo. Aguorotente Omi. I sing from that other life like the great Hector Lavoe. So letting the self go like a suicide's jackknife that plants its lovely red still life in the hummingbird's decree. The stray spirits I set free shatter us as they restore us. Join me if you know this chorus. Aguorotente Omi. Our bodies buzz through the gloom across neural viaducts of identities in flux and revolutions in bloom. Pore and skin and scrawl make room for the many worlds I see through the orbiting debris of a vast internal sky. Revolutions open eye. Aguorotente Omi, en el cuerpo hay un rumor neural, provisorio y diario, que es el flujo identitario de revolución en flor. Piel, poro y alrededor, mundos posibles que vi bajo el rojo bisturí del cielo interno y rotundo. ¡Revolución en el mundo! Aguorotente Omi. Revolución de las alas, revolución de las noches, revolución sin derroches, eufemismos ni antesalas, revolución de las en la cuna en que morí, un abicuí susemí, en selvas neoliberales, de retoños irreales. Aguorotente Omi, revolution of the wings, revolution of the nights, revolution that unites with the clarity it brings, revolution of all things, in the death cradle that claimed me, an abicuí and his semi, in neoliberal pastures, governed by unreal masters. Aguorotente Omi. Key, key, key. Free the key. Thank you.